Hello, 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 and welcome to the Best of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show podcast, where we bring you all our favourite bits from the past week. We're getting geared up for the Today FM Top Flight Ski Trip 2019. It's kicked off this weekend in Bad Hofgastein in Austria, with about 700 or 800 Irish people out here taking over Bad Hof, and we're having a great time. But before we go, let's have a listen to what happened over the past few days on the show. All right, it's our 20th year as well for the ski trip. So we are just going to put the podcast out, have a listen to what happened, and don't forget to tune in for next week's one. It's going to be very exciting. Lots of great gift grubs this week, like Ronan Keating and the lads playing their brand new song for us. Powerful lyrics altogether. And then on Liveline, Joe Duffy went in search of fodders for the people of Ireland. We also had our listeners send us in some of their nicknames and tell us the stories behind them. And we had a tasty €1,000 up for grabs on tomorrow's These Three Words. We announced that on Friday. So it's up to €1,000 now already. And it's the one where she's saying, what is she saying? Supportive. No, that's not her. That's me. So I'll play that for you later on as well.
This is terrible. People not being able to get a LEAP card because the National Transport Authority can't put the fodders on top of the people's names. A woman on the line, good afternoon to you.
Kiki will do, Joe.
You can't get a LEAP card?
No, Joe.
What's your name, love?
Trasnon Ogni Canadian McGilly Foric McMahuna.
How many fodders?
14, Joe. I can't go anywhere with 14 fodders.
This story's everywhere. Dahi O'Shea, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Joe?
You couldn't get a LEAP card either, Dahi.
No, Joe. I have to commute from Galway to Cork every day.
And where are you now?
I'm just walking through the checkers, Dahi Joe. Hello? Should be there, but no.
Walking from Galway to Cork. Okay, there's reports coming in that there's other places not taking the fodders either. Sean O'Gohalpine has just sent out a tweet saying he was trying to get in to see Stan and Ollie at the Gate Multiplex in Cork and he was refused because the ticket didn't print his name. We're trying to get Minister Shane Ross on the line. We're still trying, but anyway, Michael O'Leary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Are Ryanair doing the fodders?
Yes, we have a maximum allowance of 3 fodders per family.
Sorry, an allowance? What if there's more fodders?
Well, these will be called priority fodders, for which customers will be charged accordingly.
So you're charging people because their name has a fodder? I mean, what kind of a situation?
Well, if you don't want to incur a charge, then don't call your children stupid names like Sean and Oisin.
Children?
Call them Trev or Sebastian or something.
Sebastian. Sorry, we have Minister Shane Ross on the line. Minister.
Yeah.
Minister, what's the National Transport Authority got against our fodder?
Yeah, whose fodder?
Our fodder, not being accepted.
Well, if your father wants to make a complaint, Joe, then he's more than entitled.
Go on. Sorry. Philippe from France. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
You have a LEAP card, Philippe, and you have an accent on top of one of your letters of your name.
Yes, Joe, and a circumflex.
Sorry. What's a circumflex, Philippe?
It's a circumflex. It's the little hat.
The little hat over yes. There. Yeah. Brendan from the NTA.
Hello, Joe.
You can't do the fodder.
Unfortunately not, Joe.
But you can do the accent for Philippe.
That is correct, Joe.
And the little hat.
That is correct, Joe.
But the accent is the same as the father, Brendan.
Incorrect, Joe. It's a different setting on the computer.
Sorry, Wolfgang Munchausen from Hamburg says he's been on to us. He says he has a LEAP card as well. He's a tourist from Germany and he has 2 dots above the U in Munchausen.
Well, that would be the umlauts, Joe.
Umlauts?
The umlauts.
Umlauts. Okay. Line 3, caller on line 3. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joe.
What's the name?
Mohammed Mustafa Al-Rahwa Al-Mahwar.
And where are you from, Mohammed Mustafa Al-Rahwa Al-Muhwar?
Leitrim, Joe.
No, before that, Mohammed.
Sorry, Spiddle, Joe.
No, before Spiddle, Mohammed.
Oh, Egypt, Joe.
Egypt. So you have a LEAP card?
I have a LEAP card, and thankfully I don't. I can get public transport, and I don't have to
walk like an Egyptian, I know.
Joe, very good. And the name is perfectly done out and all in Egyptian, Arabic and everything.
Perfectly done out. So, Brendan.
Hello, Joe.
You can do a LEAP card for Mohammed Mustafa Al-Rahwa Al-Muhwar.
That is correct, Joe.
In perfect Egyptian Arabic.
Correct, Joe.
But you can't do Dahi O'Shea.
That's about the size of it, Joe, yeah.
Come on. Mary Lou MacDonald.
Joe, can we spare a thought
for
the people who are hardest hit by this tragedy?
And who's that, Mary Lou?
Sinn Féin.
Sinn Féin.
Like Owen O'Brien, Pather Toby, Angus O'Snuffick, Cuivín O'Quailagh have been without LEAP cards and virtually housebound for weeks, Joe.
Go on. Well, every cloud has a silver lining, Mary Lou MacDonald. What? Shay Given.
Hello, Joe.
Go on, Shay Given. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to take this opportunity to apologise to everyone for my involvement in the LEAP card ads. It wasn't my idea.
Thank you, Shay Given. Go on, Ray's next.
Now, as I was telling you at the beginning of the show, we're over here in Bad Hofgastein on the Today FM ski trip. It all kicks off properly tomorrow morning and we've got a jam-packed week. Well, what was last night all about then if it's only kicking up? That was some night, I tell you. Anyway, we've got a big quiz tomorrow night celebrating stuff from the past 20 years. The Academic are doing a massive gig on Wednesday night and loads of things besides. We've got the Puck Fodder with Paul Collins on Tuesday. We've also got our breakfast show live every morning, so listen in. Slight time difference for us, it's between 8 and 10 our time, but your time is the same, 7 and 10. And one thing we do every year is give you the chance to come over and party with us. Flights, accommodation, the whole lot covered. All it involves is a little bit of singing. So tune into the breakfast show over the coming days and get those vocal cords warmed up. And I'll have all the details as to how you can enter. Today FM. Twitter's a great place to come across fun talking points. And we spotted one of those during the week. Dukas.ie, the people who digitise national folklore in Ireland, put out a tweet asking people for their nickname stories and it started trending. Here are two of the replies that they got. Killian Fee, a lad in Cavan called Chili because his father is Con Carney. Chili Con Carney. Yay! Danny Keenan worked with a bloke called Pat Phelan and they used to call him as his nickname. How are you? How are you? How are you feeling? Aha, very good. So we asked our listeners for theirs and as per usual, they didn't let us down. Lad in work called Mossy, his name is Bartek, which rhymes with Spartek. So they call him the kind of nicknamed version of Moscow, Spartek Moscow. Aha, Mossy, good man. Hi, my name is Nick. My nickname is Nipper. It's passed on from my grandfather. Also, this one has a bit of legacy going on. He had a dog called Nip and it was passed down through the years. So all the family are called Nipper, Nipper, Nipper. Anthony, thank you very much. My favourite one so far comes from Paula O'Mara in Donegal in Dublin. Says, hi, Ian. I knew someone whose surname was Jacobs and he was always called Bickies. Okay, Shauna's here. Do you have a nickname?
I do. Well, it's just kind
grand
of
aunt or well, no?
Yeah,
no,
but my friends call me Dicey.
Dicey,
because Dicey Riley.
Dicey
yeah.
Riley.
Yeah, and oh, so now it's
Dicey
just Dice.
Riley.
Yeah.
She has taken to the sup.
The sup, yeah.
Yeah,
which kind of fits.
Hi, folks. My nickname is Baggy. This is because I have four older brothers and all the old hand-me-down clothes I used to get. They're always big and baggy. That's from Dara from Offaly. Ah, oh, Dara. I'd say you look great. When I was younger, I used to be going out with a girl whose family sold periwinkles from Kilkee. Even to this day, I'm still called Winkles. Mark McQuaid and Claire. My nickname is Buzz. That's because when Home Alone came out, my younger brother was around the same age as Macaulay Culkin and the big brother that was
yes,
Buzz.
Yes, he was.
What'd you do to my room? I was the older troublesome prankster playing nasty brother and we also had a few scuffles that I usually started, hence the nickname Buzz. But me and my brother are best mates now, so it's all good.
Good stuff.
Says Barry, who's listening.
Irish people, I just love their train of thought and the way they come up with these things. And
well, here's one. My uncle Johnny Brennan wrote a book on the old dockyard in Cove which contained nicknames of some of the employees. One of the best was a chap called Causa, and it was short for Cause of the War because he was born the day World War II started.
Oh God,
so they called
the
him Causa.
Thing.
And a guy in Belmullet was known as 5 past 6 because he drove his car with his head at that angle. So 5 past 6. And here's one from a friend of mine, Dennis, who's just WhatsApped me because we went to Belvedere College together.
Right.
What about the teacher in Belvedere called Thomas Vincent McMahon? They used to call him TV McMahon. Okay?
Right, yeah.
And then his son joined the school and so they called the son Portable. Paul, I don't know whether you know these people. We were doing a thing about nicknames earlier on. There are two brothers in Tipperary, not far from where you live. One has blonde hair and the other has red hair and their names are Carrot and Parsnips. You know them?
Are they from Hollyford by any chance?
I don't know really. Well, is there a lot of that going on?
Well, up around Hollyford, the Hollyford Hills and Kilcommon, Ian, you wouldn't know what would be going on half the time.
And there's another one here as well. There's a lad I grew up with. Oh, you like this one. It's got a sporting bent as well. There's a lad I grew up with called the Olympic, a short for Olympic Flame because he never went out.
There's another lad up around probably where Carrot and Parsnip are from.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Rhines in Tipperary.
So Rhines?
Yeah, nine times out of 10 you'd say, which Rhine are you? And the Rhines would have a nickname. So this lad was known as John Ryan of the Big Hands.
Today FM. Boyzone bid farewell to their Irish fans this week with a gig in the SSE Arena in Belfast and the Three Arena in Dublin. Their thank you and goodnight farewell tour was a celebration of their 25 years in the business, and they went out with a big bang. Thankfully, the Gift Grub microphones were backstage to catch all the gossip and their brand new track as well, which was a hit with our four-year-old listeners anyway.
Okay, fair play, lads. Where's Mikey?
He's getting the bagels.
Okay, forget it. This is the biggest show of our lives tonight,
yeah,
lads.
Of course, Rob.
We're going to leave no stone unhinged.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, let's practice our curtain call again. Yeah, okay, enough. Here we go. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Dublin.
See you in 5 years, buddies.
What are you doing, Duster?
I'm just saying we'll be back in 5 years.
Yeah, look, we know that, but they don't.
Huh?
As far as they're concerned, this is the last ever Boyzone show, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Now, I've got some new material for tonight.
Oh, you're not serious, Roy.
Lads, I'm an artist, and I'm passionate about my music, okay?
Can we not just do picture to you, words, get in, get out, great wall on the way home, good luck?
No, Duster. Look, this stuff is gold dust, lads. Now, you know the way these girls are all singing about their insecurities and stuff?
No.
You know you're one talking about putting on no makeup on a Wednesday.
Thursdays, Ro.
Is it on Wednesday, no?
No, it's defo Thursdays, Ro.
Okay, who ordered the Italian job and a Californian?
Hey, Mikey, buddy.
Yeah?
Which day of the week does your one sing about putting on no makeup?
Tuesday, is it? You on the Mountaineer.
Fair play, lads. It doesn't matter what day it is. What about the other one who sang that thing with the fundamental?
Who?
Sorry, rudimentary.
Rudimental?
That's it.
Anne-Marie. She's deadly.
Yeah, fair play. Check this out. This one's gonna go global for Boyzone, lads. Here's the backing vocals. You ready?
Yeah.
Hit that button, Mikey.
Are you nervous?
Squeeze the blackheads on my cheeks.
Cheeks.
Do what I wanna. Don't think I brushed my teeth for weeks.
Weeks.
Top or bottom. Don't really care for my personal hygiene.
Hygiene.
I like a doner kebab for breakfast and drop coleslaw on my knee.
Coleslaw
on my knee.
Coleslaw
on my knee. I'm gonna pick my nose and smell it when I pick my feet.
Harry in Dublin!
Not gonna change my clothes, leave up the toilet seats.
Yeah.
Don't even wanna flush when I use the jacks.
Jacks.
Why change my underpants? I get 3 days out of these cacks.
Cacks.
I love the hairs in my ears, love it when they grow and sprout.
Sprout.
I stick my hands down my pants, let my beer belly all hang out.
Beer belly.
Never clean out my fridge, let all my milk go sour.
Sour.
Don't like to multitask, except when I pee in the shower.
Shower.
Line all the farts between my cheeks.
Cheeks.
When I want. I've been practicing for weeks. Straight from my bottom. Not afraid of my insecurities. Yeah. I like a doner kebab for breakfast and drop coleslaw on my knee.
Coleslaw
on my knee.
Coleslaw
on my knee.
Fair play! Dublin, we love you! Good night!
Now, on your current These Three Words, we again have just one voice remaining, one word. The word is supportive. Here it is.
Supportive.
It's now worth €1,000. Go for it. Lines open from 7:25 or so tomorrow morning. So give us a call on 1850 715 100 and maybe we'll be sending out a grand to you all the way from Bad Hofgastein. Yes, indeed. And by the way, if you're calling us on 1850, it doesn't cost you any more money to do that or anything like that. So it's exactly the same as it was at home, or is at home. So come on, give us a call tomorrow and have a go. Maybe she's a soul sister. A hey soul sister. It's Train on Today FM. Was that a hint? I don't think it was, actually, to be honest with you. That's it for the Best Of podcast. Keep an ear out for us over in Austria, because we're giving one of our lucky listeners and a friend the chance to come and join us during the week. That's you. That is you, I think. Listen in, stay tuned. A VIP trip to Bad Hofgastein sounds good to me. I will chat to you soon.
Hey, oh, Ian Dempsey Breakfast.
today.